语课堂听 class.com。
Practice hour, part one, memory training. Instructions. Listen to the following two passages without taking notes. Reproduce passage one in the source language and passage two in the target language.Passage 1.
Education in Britain. Read by Yvonne Forrest. In Britain, we've always been excellent at educating an elite well. The top 20% have always been pretty well educated, but for the majority, the standards just haven't been high enough. We've had a poverty of ambition and aspiration, which has meant that large numbers of people leave school.Either without qualifications or without nearly the qualifications they need. Our vision for the education system is really like this. We need education throughout life. It has to begin at a young age, so the first stage is nursery education for the 4-year-olds and 3-year-olds, and we're pretty well on the way to achieving that. The 4-year-olds have now got the chance of decent nursery education.We've doubled the numbers of 3-year-olds who get the chances of nursery education and will extend that further over time.
Passage 2.
胡锦涛耶鲁大学2006年演讲节选。
耶鲁大学的校训强调追求光明和真理，这符合人类进步的法则，也符合每个有志青年的心愿。300多年来，耶鲁大学培养出一大批杰出人才，其中包括20位诺贝尔奖获得者，5位美国总统、美国民族英雄内森海尔是耶鲁的校友，他的名言，我唯一的憾事就是没有第二次生命献给我的祖国，深深地感染了我和许多中国人。我衷心祝愿贵校培养出更多的英才，为美国经济社会发展，为人类进步事业做出更大的贡献。长期以来，中美两国人民一直相互抱有浓厚的兴趣和友好的感情。中国人民欣赏美国人民的开拓进取精神，钦佩美国人民在建设国家中取得的骄人业绩。随着中国的快速发展和中美合作的不断拓展，越来越多的美国人也把目光投向中国，更加关注中国的发展进步。